Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, this is a great point here. I just scanned the Montana Politics hashtag via X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. Jake Eaton, a great conservative political consultant here in Montana. I've known the guy for 20 plus years. Anyway, he just made a great point via X. Notice how the journalists at the Montana Free Press left out any mention of Judge Menahan's long association with the Democrat Party and his 100% ratings from not only Planned Parenthood, but also from NARAL. Oh, but hey, this is a totally legit news organization covering a nonpartisan judge. I know I feel like Chris Farley doing the big air quotes whenever we say anything here about journalists and nonpartisan judges. I'm going to be lifted into the sky here at any moment as my arms are flailing around in our Montana Talk studios. Yeah, no, if you guys haven't seen the news headlines, some of the Montana news headlines here this morning, Montana judge rules inactive voters' signatures count. That's the headline from NBC Montana. The Montana Free Press has, that we just mentioned here, has this headline. Judge orders Jacobson to accept inactive voter signatures for election and abortion ballot issues. And who is this judge? Well, some of the media don't want to tell you because it might disrupt their little narrative here. Who is this judge who just ordered the Montana Secretary of State to violate the Montana law, to violate the Montana Constitution, and allow this radical abortion on demand measure to be on the ballot this November with deceptive language that is an attempt to get abortion enshrined in our state constitution all the way up until the due date? Judge Menahan, 100% rating from these radical abortion mill activist organizations who don't want any rules whatsoever, who don't want any limitations whatsoever. They want to continue their North Korean style, abortion, policies. Absolutely insane here. And then this same judge, Democrat legislator. How much campaign funds did this guy get from Planned Parenthood, NARAL, and the rest of them over the years, or third-party support? And why didn't the judge recuse himself? Why didn't his honor have honor and recuse himself? And by the way, why do so many of these cases go to left-wing activist judges like this guy? Aren't there other judges out there who could also be looking at some of these cases? It's kind of like Yellowstone County. How come that former crackpot judge Moses, how come he got so many of these cases? Aren't there other judges in Yellowstone County? Tell you what, it is just straight up corruption in our judicial system here in Montana. All right, RNC convention day two coverage heading into day three. We've got some great guests that are going to join us from Milwaukee here, not only this hour of the show, but next hour of the program as well.
Securing America.
Former President Donald Trump survived an assassination attempt last weekend, but now comes word that the attack in Pennsylvania may not be the only recent threat to his life. Fox News has learned that in recent weeks, the Department of Homeland Security learned about an Iranian-backed plot to assassinate the former president, and therefore the level of Secret Service protection for Mr. Trump had been increased. President Trump ordered the drone strike in January of 2020, which killed Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander and known terrorist Qassem Soleimani. And since that point, the former president has been an Iranian target. The Department of Homeland Security has been concerned about Trump outdoor events and has expressed that to his campaign. The Iranian threat is not believed to be associated with the actions of Thomas Crooks, the suspect in last Saturday's shooting who was killed by the Secret Service. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
All right, you guys know what's going to be happening over the next few months. Google, Facebook, these left-wing Silicon Valley folks, they're going to be doing everything they can to interfere in the election. They do not want you to see the information that I am sharing with you on our Montana Talks website. They're going to figure out a way to keep it off of your feed. So here's how you get the important information, especially about Montana. Download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. Make sure you get the notifications. You'll get it all there.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, let's sneak in a phone call. Why not? That's the best part of the show anyways, when we get phone calls from folks all across Montana, when you get a chance to jump in on the conversation. Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana Republican Party, is going to join us from Milwaukee from the Republican National Convention on day three here, continuing our coverage in just a few minutes. And then Troy Downing, Republican congressional candidate for the Eastern District and your state auditor. He'll be with us after that. And then we've got Governor Greg Gianforte kicking off the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Let's go to Lee in Kalispell to kick off the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Lee, what's going on this morning?
This deals with Tester saying that if you're a Montanan and you get a benefit from the government, you need to work for it. But it doesn't seem to work that way with the illegals.
Well, somebody's got to do the work here, Lee. You know, if other people are just going to be able to get all this cash and all these benefits, somebody's got to work for it, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about the seniors. And they're getting help from the government with paying the Part B of their on their, I can't think of it right now, on their money they're getting from the government.
Yeah, which isn't paying the bills, which is why a lot of senior citizens got forced back out of retirement so they could pay the bills because of Joe Biden and John Tester's inflation, which is driving up the cost of everything. Yeah, no, I didn't see that clip where Tester said, well, if you're going to get these benefits, you're going to have to work for it. Our senior citizens already did work for it. Our veterans already put in the work. But yeah, John Tester, you're the chairman of the VA committee, and you've got VA personnel assisting illegal aliens with health care claims. But yet the people who already earned it aren't getting their needs met in a timely manner while you have resources being diverted to illegal aliens in this country. Senior citizens already worked for it. But man, that's a great point. Lee, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. Speaking of liberal Senator John Tester, Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy got to speak on the national stage at the Republican National Convention last night. And he opened up by joking about his last name, Tim Sheehy. And she, he being his pronouns. So he opened up with that joke. And of course, he pointed out that of course, is a joke. And then he added this in his official remarks.
I've been a he, she for 38 years. And I can promise you, going to elementary school with that name in the 80s was not fun. That is a joke. But it also shows the lunacy we're living with in Joe Biden and John Tester's America. I'm a former Navy SEAL. My wife was a Marine. We both fought in our nation's longest war in Afghanistan. I was wounded there, served hundreds of missions there. We came home to live the American dream in Montana, the great state of Montana, I might add. And we started an aerial firefighting company in our barn. We created hundreds of jobs protecting our public lands and protecting fellow Montanans from devastating wildfires. I fight wildfires for a living. So take it from me, the world is on fire under Joe Biden. Consider for a minute Biden's disgraceful retreat from Afghanistan. We need to let our enemies steal billions of dollars of our equipment and kill 13 brave American service members. To this day, there has been zero accountability, none. And that's why I'm running for the United States Senate in Montana, to bring back accountability to our government and beat John Tester, the liberal Washington politician who votes with Biden and Kamala every single time it matters. And some of you may not know who John Tester is, but John Tester is the deciding vote for Biden's America Last agenda. He's got an F from the NRA. He's voted to open our borders, unleash inflation, and even put a liberal judge on the Supreme Court who can't even define what a woman is. And even drives a Prius in D.C. Yeah. Priuses don't work in Montana, do they? John Tester doesn't represent Montanans. He's a rubber stamp for Biden's failed presidency and extreme liberal agenda, and it's time to retire them both. And listen, I'm an optimist. You can't jump out of planes at night in enemy territory if you're not. And I truly believe America's future will be better than our past. But that future is not given. And we need political outsiders like President Trump to return common sense to our nation. And what Montanans think is common sense is pretty simple. It's not complicated. They want a secure border, safe streets, cheap gas. Cops are good, criminals are bad, boys are boys, girls are girls. Now I'm ready to retire John Tester and take back the United States Senate, and I'm ready to join you in sending President Donald J. Trump back to the White House. Let's save America. We got a lot of work to do.
All right, great job there by Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy at the RNC convention last night. We've got Don Kaye, the chairman of the Montana GOP. Normally, he joins us from the Flathead Valley. He joins us coming up right after this quick break from Milwaukee. Looking forward to catching up with Don Kaye. In fact, I saw his Trump Tana. He had his great Trump Tana hat on, ball cap on for his flight out to Milwaukee. Stick around. He'll give us his thoughts on the convention thus far right after this.
Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. Are you old enough to remember cigarette vending machines and bowling alleys? They didn't look like the soda and candy vending machines. They had those little pull handles, and if you had put in the correct change, pulling that handle meant getting a pack of smokes. Now, those are long gone now because of public indoor smoking bans, and there was also little way of making sure underage kids with coins couldn't get a hand on cigarettes. Now, some grocery store locations in Alabama and Oklahoma have vending machines selling ammunition. And while you can't smoke ammo, there is still an age restriction in buying it, and that's why the machines, operated by the American Rounds Company, use high-tech to check IDs and scan faces. The machines resemble ATM kiosks, and the ammo vending machines can be set to comply with all local laws and ordinances, so the company has plans for more installs. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, we usually get a chance to catch up with Don Kaye, the chairman of the Montana Republican Party. Usually about once a month, we do a check-in. He takes your phone calls and more. And by the way, we've offered up the same thing to the chair of the Democrat Party here in Montana as well. But apparently, like the cowardly John Tester, apparently they don't want to take your phone calls either. But Don always does. It's always a great time. But we've got Don on as a special guest this morning with the Republican National Convention underway in Milwaukee. Don, first off, just how has the week been thus far?
You know, it's been great, Aaron. You know, great bunch of people. It's really good being around a bunch of like-minded people. We've pretty much taken over the town of Milwaukee. It's great. There's a lot of, you know, just unity going on. Great to catch up with all the, you know, people you see on television and, you know, talk with them. You know, we have access to everybody. And there's a lot of energy here, Aaron, about unity and about sending Donald J. Trump back to the White House.
What was it like just to be there as President Donald Trump entered the arena for the first time since this assassination attempt on his life this past weekend?
You know, it was real sobering. You know, I saw a look on Donald J. Trump's face that I've never seen before. And that is, you know, a face of resolve, a face of fight, but unifying. I believe, you know, I'm really inspired by the leadership of Donald J. Trump and Steve Daines and Tim Sheehy and all from our contingency, you know, Ryan Zinke, Rosendale, et cetera, of the unity of coming together as a country. It almost feels, Aaron, like 9/11 again. Like we're getting together. We're putting our differences away within the party, and we're unifying as a party. And I believe the Republican Party can unify America, and that's where we need to get back to. And that's kind of the feeling that we're getting right now at this convention, Aaron.
Well, I was hoping, I was in Hardin yesterday afternoon, and I was hoping to say hello to Gail Lammers at Lammers Trading Post, but then again, I just realized there he was on national TV as Montana pledged her delegate counts to President Donald J. Trump. So tell Gail Lammers we said hello back there, and we missed him in Hardin yesterday. But, you know, one of the things that's interesting is I had a great conversation with one of our listeners, Richard in Jordan. You know, the dehumanization of President, not just President Trump, but the dehumanization of Trump supporters that we've seen from Joe Biden and from the radical leftist media as well, where they've normalized this dehumanization of Trump and Trump supporters. And so that's what I think what has stuck out to us. But what also has stuck out to us is we just had an attempt on President Trump's life that came within millimeters of taking him out. And look, our side is not rioting in the streets and burning down police precincts and committing violence all across America. And we all know if the tables were turned, it would be much different. And Richard said something that I thought was spot on. He said, "That's not who we are."
That's exactly right, Aaron. That is not who we are. And you know, you're right about everything you said, every single thing, but I feel a sense of a shift. I saw like rapt stars, you know, supporting Trump. I think the American people, not only rural America, which has always been behind Donald Trump, we know that Montana's that's why we call it Trump-tana, because it's, you know, he's going to win by 20 points or more. It looks like the urban people are starting to come around and see that Donald J. Trump and the movement, not just the man, but the movement, you know, of the Republican Party is to bring everybody together, that we have people from all walks of life in our party, that we're welcoming you into our party. And it's just about making America great again. And really what it is about is, you know, America is a great country. We're in this together, and we need to stick together like we did in 9/11. Again, I kid you not, this is the feeling I'm getting, and I love that feeling when our country was unified. And I believe that the Republican Party can bring everybody together. We are going to have naysayers on both sides, but at the end of the day, we need to work together. We have different ideas, but we need to work together and do what's best for the United States of America.
Yeah, that unity was the message from Nikki Haley last night, who ran against Trump in the primary, but now says not only that we need a unified Republican Party, but that we have a unified Republican Party backing Donald Trump. I thought Tim Sheehy did an incredible job in his speech last night. Vivek Ramaswamy, man, he delivered that Ronald Reagan optimism about America and greatness about America that I remember hearing as a little kid on the High Line of Montana in the 1980s by Ronald Reagan, and then as a, you know, a junior high school kid in the 1990s by Rush Limbaugh. And that's what Vivek Ramaswamy delivered last night. What have been some of the most powerful or inspirational speeches that you've seen? And then on the lighter side, who have been kind of some of the fun people that you've run into in the hallways going back and forth?
Oh, you know, it's funny you say that because all the speakers have been great. I really enjoy the everyday guys that get up there. The business person that might be suffering from Michigan, the gal from the rap star or what have you. I really don't know the whole thing, but, you know, she got up there and basically said, you know, I used to hate Donald Trump. I bought into that. And then my grandfather said to me, or my father, I can't remember which, said to me, hey, prove it to me that he's a racist. And she couldn't. And then all of a sudden, now she's on the team. And I think that's what we have to realize is that a lot of people are just coming around to the fact that the media, the left-wing media, the advertisers are just not correct. And that's the same thing that's going on in Montana right now with Tim Sheehy. You meet Tim Sheehy, you get to see who he is. He's a great American. He served his country. He's a great businessman. He's a great person. And he's willing to go to Washington, D.C. for us. But, you know, you hear all the negative ads, and they're just not true. So, you know, that's what I think America is starting to come together about. And, you know, Sean Hannity was out here throwing footballs last night. You run into those guys. Tucker Carlson's around there. All the different people that you see, you know, Matt Gaetz was down on the floor, and McCarthy, and, you know, all these different folks, and it's just good to talk to them. You know, Bernie Marino, who's working, who's running in Ohio, a great man, doing a great job, and just mingling, talking to the different contingencies, everything from New Jersey to Utah to wherever. You know, it's just good to meet up with like-minded people.
Yeah, you mentioned Sean Hannity. I saw Sean Hannity at the Democrat convention 20 years ago in Boston. I come around a corner in a hallway, and there is Sean Hannity debating, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Al, what's his face, who was on Saturday Night Live and then got booted out of the U.S. Senate. I forget his last name now all of a sudden. But anyway, they're having a debate. So I'm standing there watching the debate. I look over, and this short lady standing next to me is Janine Garofalo. And so I was like, oh, this is crazy. Here I am, just some kid from Montana watching a debate, standing next to Janine Garofalo as Hannity and Al Franken, that's who it is, were debating each other. So there's all sorts of just interesting shenanigans.
Yes, there is. It's really great to see everybody. And everybody puts their pants on the same way. We're all together. People are, you know, Steve Daines was down on the floor. Of course, they swamped, you know, him, all the media and everything. But he made sure that he came back and talked to every single Montanan that was in our contingency. We had our Western States party at the Harley-Davidson Museum here in Milwaukee.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, that was fun. And Steve showed up, Donald J. Trump Jr., or not Donald, yeah, Donald J. Trump Jr., Don Jr. Was there. And Guilfoyle and all that, Eric Trump, I believe, was there as well. And so, you know, we've been treated to a lot of great things because of Senator Daines and the respect that he has in the United States Senate and running the NRSC. He's doing a really good job. You've probably been seeing him on Fox. And
yeah, I've been seeing him
on what's going
all
on
over.
There.
He's been all over the news, CNN, Fox, NBC, et cetera, because he's one of the big leaders right now as the chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Was Barry Usher, State Senator Barry Usher with you at the Harley-Davidson Museum? I would think, man, if not, he should have been. You know, he's got Beartooth Harley in the Billings area.
Yeah, he's got a great business there at the Harley-Davidson. He would still be there, I think, if he was with us. But no, I think he had some other things he couldn't get here. But I think he'd still be there. It was quite a museum. If you were a Harley enthusiast, you had everything you wanted Harley there. We had a great country band out there and great food and, you know, just talking to folks from the Western states. It was awesome.
I've got one mission for you, Don Kay, chairman of the Montana GOP. I know we've only got about a minute or so left, but and you're a Marine vet, so you know how to execute a mission. I'm hoping that you and somebody else, maybe you and Troy Downing, can do your own Laverne and Shirley theme song video, kind of like Wayne's World back in the day. You know, while you're in Milwaukee, you got to do it. You got to at least try, right?
Well, I might talk to Troy about that. I don't know exactly how we would do it, but if somebody can figure it out, you know, I'm willing to take a stab at it.
I hear he's a good dancer. I hear he's a good dancer, so I don't know.
Well, I can dance, but I sure the heck can't sing worth a crud. But anyway, we're having a great time here. We're doing some crazy stuff. In fact, the one thing I wanted to mention, everybody, when you first walk out of the convention center, they have the flags of all the states. And right there, front and center, is the Montana flag. So I think Steve Dane has something to do with that.
As it should be.
Montana is awesome. We took me and some friends took the flag and, you know, got pictures next to it and everything. We're just excited to be here representing Montana.
Very cool. Well, Don Kay, great to hear from you. And, yeah, thanks for joining us. I got to tap dance through this next break. And then Troy Downing will actually be on with us next.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Ah, yes, that's right. Don Kay, Troy Downing, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, your mission, should you choose to accept it.
Look, there's Schatz Brewery.
Cool.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
That's right. That's make our dreams come true. Yeah, you don't mean to. You don't need to make all the dreams come true, but can we just start by making America great again? All right, you 80s kids who grew up watching Laverne and Shirley reruns, you know what that video was. Better yet, if you watched Wayne's World in the 90s, you know exactly what that video was. We've got state auditor and official Republican congressional candidate for the Eastern District. I'll try to get serious now. Troy Downing on the phone lines with us from Milwaukee. All right, you've got your mission in hand, Troy. A Laverne and Shirley remake.
Here's my question, Aaron. You know, do I get to be Lenny or Squiggy, and which one is Don Kay? Because we got to figure that out now.
That's right. Well, hey, I just gave you the mission. It's up to you to figure out how to execute the mission. You know, it's I like to, you know, you got to trust your NCOs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. But hey, well, thanks for having me on. You know, this has been a really high energy convention, and I'll tell you, Montana's represented well, really happy to be here with all of these patriots that really are part of the real mission of, you know, taking America back, of making America great again, of, you know, getting rid of these, you know, failed and horrible Biden policies that have just really, you know, destroyed, you know, America, destroyed jobs, destroyed, you know, families, have made things, you know, basically made the American dream harder to achieve, you know, through inflation. And I'm so glad to have all this energy, but let me tell you, the best is yet to come. We're all, you know, waiting for that Thursday night to, you know, see when see what happens there, and it's just been a really really positive experience.
You know, it's funny. I was just chatting with Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP, who's back there in Milwaukee with you, and the point he made was how he thinks the tide is significantly turning now, how more and more of the American people and the swing voters, they just realize that you can't trust a word coming out of Joe Biden's mouth. You can't trust a word coming out of John Tester's mouth right now. Do you agree that tide is kind of turning?
Oh, you feel it. I mean, it's you feel it in the air. You feel it in that energy. I mean, people are just fed up. I mean, we have not fared well under the liberal policies of Joe Biden and John Tester. And enough is enough. People are ready to take this country back. And I think that groundswell or that tide, as Don Kay said, you know, I think it's tangible. I think it's real. And I think we're going to see, you know, some really big changes. I think next year,
We're going to have a trifecta. You know, we're going to have, President Trump, and we're going to have Senator Vance in the White House. I think we're going to have, you know, Tim Sheehy in the Senate. And I think we're going to grow our majority in the House. And that gives us an opportunity to really start, you know, halting, you know, going in this wrong direction and start, you know, putting, you know, get the train back on the tracks and get it going in the right direction for the American people. And I mean, there's just so many things that people are fed up with. I mean, even, you know, what's happening on the global side. Do you think that Putin would have invaded Ukraine if President Trump was in the White House? Do you think that Iran would have, you know, sent 300 missiles into Israel if President Trump was in the White House? Do you think that we would have, you know, millions of illegal crossings at our southern border if Trump was in the White House? Do you think that we would have seen, you know, unprecedented inflation that's making it impossible for especially young families to achieve their American dreams, even, you know, be able to buy their first home? Everybody's just fed up with this. And that groundswell or that tide that Don Kay was talking about, I think it's real. I think it's tangible. And I think we've got the momentum on our side. I think that even the Democrats have resigned that they're losing the White House. And so they're going to fight hard on these other seats, which is why it's so important for us to have a unified front in getting, you know, Tim Sheehy elected and getting a majority in that Senate and making sure that we're growing that majority in the House. So, you know, historically, a lot of times you've only got that first 2 years where you've got a trifecta to get things done. And we need to be on board. We need to be supporting, you know, President Trump in really righting the ship. But there's an incredible opportunity and an incredible amount of energy to do that.
You know, it's funny. We learned this in Iraq and Afghanistan, that you can learn a lot. You can gain a lot of information from little kids, right? Because they know where the bad guys are. They knew we were the good guys. They knew who were the bad guys, right? It's interesting. I had a friend tell me, he's like, when his little son hears these phony John Tester commercials attacking Shady Sheehy, the ads actually make the kid like Tim Sheehy. And, like, his kid wants to meet his hero, Tim Sheehy, someday. And the reason I bring that up now is because it ties in with this idea that people just aren't buying the lies. Now, some of them still are. I'm not going to say that. But so last night I'm at the Crow Fair Arbor. They had a song and dance celebration. It was absolutely incredible to see. It was a celebration for the new child care center there. But I was talking with a friend of mine there, and he said, yeah, all the kids here on the Crow Reservation, they laugh when they hear these Shady Sheehy commercials. They laugh at the commercials. And I just thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, here's the thing that's interesting about that is it's become almost a term of endearment, because I've heard of kids shouting that out when Sheehy's been in parades, and they're not saying it as a negative. It's like, oh, that's Shady Sheehy.
They love it.
They love it. It's like a term of endearment. It's not like trying to disparage him. And it's really interesting when you've got somebody that puts a bunch of money into an ad campaign that actually helps their opponent. So I think the people are just not buying it. We've seen so many lies for so long now. And I mean, we're seeing it, you know, with President Trump and what's happening, you know, with the media, what's happening in the courts. We're seeing it with Tim Sheehy. I mean, that's, you know, that's de rigueur in, you know, in political campaigns anyway. I mean, there's always some, you know, negative campaigning there, but it's really interesting to see the people, you know, waking up and saying, okay, we're being had here. We're being fed, you know, a pack of lies here. So we need to step back and see, you know, who are the messengers and do we trust their message? And here, absolutely, you need to discount that message. And, you know, anybody, and I doubt any of the listeners on your show, you know, are in this category, but anybody thinking there might be truth there, it's not. It's just a pack of lies. We need to get behind our candidate. We need to make sure we get him there, because that's something that Montana needs. That's something that America needs. And I just encourage everybody to, you know, turn that noise off and just, you know, lock, stock, and barrel. Let's get this to the finish line.
I mentioned this on Tuesday with the Joker joining us on the radio. I said, look, and John agreed, look, if you don't vote for Tim Sheehy, you're voting against Donald Trump. If you don't vote for Troy Downing, you're voting against Donald Trump. If you don't vote for Ryan Zinke, you're voting against Donald Trump. Let's make this clear, right?
Yeah, well, let's make it really clear. And, you know, I've seen this in some of the messaging out there, but it's something that I know to be true is, you know, John Tester, I mean, basically he's a Biden vote. You know, because you get people, oh, you know, he seems okay. You know, he seems like a, you know, a good old boy. But the reality of it is whether you, you know, like the character or not, that is another, that's a Biden vote right there. We need to make sure that we're getting rid of that. And I mean, I'm not to diminish, you know, everything that Sheehy brings to the table, and, you know, his business acumen, his, you know, combat experience. I mean, just being a good family guy and a smart guy. The alternative is so horrible. I just don't understand why somebody would, you know, ever not, you know, come in, like I said, lock, stock, and barrel and make sure we get this across the finish line.
That's right. 30 seconds to go. And, Troy, we greatly appreciate your time this morning. Troy Downing, your reaction, a fellow veteran in J.D. Vance now at the top of the ticket.
I think that's exactly what President Trump needs to really deal with all the issues I've already talked about. We need strong leadership. I mean, President Trump last week showed that he's a strong leader. Senator Vance is a strong leader, and I think we're going to be in really good hands.
Yeah, it's great news. I mean, really, not only could we have a vice president of the United States, a Marine veteran who served in Iraq, we can have an Eastern Montana. We will have an Eastern Montana Congressman, Troy Downing, who's an Afghanistan veteran. We've already got Ryan Zinke, who's a Navy SEAL veteran, and we'll have Tim Sheehy. Three quarters of our Montana congressional delegation is set to soon be veterans as a fellow veteran. That's great news. That's the kind of tested leadership we need, if you ask me. All right, Troy Downing, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Say hi to all our friends back there in Milwaukee.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
U.S. authorities obtained intelligence from a human source in recent weeks about a plot by Iran to assassinate Donald Trump that led the Secret Service to increasing security around the former president in recent weeks. Now, there's no indication that the assassin or would-be assassin who attempted to kill the former president was connected to the plot. We don't know. There's no evidence at this point. The existence of the intelligence threat from, you know, one of our top geopolitical foes, number one state sponsor of terrorism. What part of 130 yards away on a roof did they not get? Just put snipers on that building from every angle. So if anyone dares to try and get on that roof, you're going to stop them right there in their tracks.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, ready to give your home a summer makeover without breaking the bank? Well, our friends at Blinds.com, they have you covered with their Prime Time for Savings Last Chance Sale. It's happening right now. Shop huge discounts on premium, customizable window treatments. Now, I love Blinds.com. Why? They invented the better way to shop for energy-saving blinds and shutters and motorized options and even cooling outdoor shades online. Blinds.com. They also offer free professional design consultations. They can help make any minor project, like updating a window treatment, it'll have a major impact on your home's decor. Plus, you get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. You can rest assured with Blinds.com. They have their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Over 2.5 million customers, over 25 million windows covered. Go to Blinds.com, their Prime Time for Savings Last Chance Sale right now, up to 45% off. Up to 45% off, only for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The news that the performance of American K-12 schools seriously deteriorated in the last 4 years seems to have been buried in the back pages of the news. At the end of last year, it was announced that 13-year-olds nationally scored 4 points lower in reading and 9 points lower in mathematics than just before the pandemic. That puts scores at roughly 1979 levels, wiping out 40 years of progress since then. Just because the bright light of media attention is not shining on this problem doesn't mean it doesn't matter. And two schools of thought are emerging on solutions. Traditional one of using more money and trust to educational professionals is perhaps heard the loudest. But a second approach that gives families vouchers to use on schools they choose has made significant inroads of late. Waiting for bureaucracies to address education system deficiencies or empowering parents to seek out better schools on their own. Many states are considering adopting this second approach. I'm Patrick Barkey.
With Batteries Plus, visit one of over 700 locations today.
Montana Senator Steve Daines weighs in on President Donald Trump's
by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, this is a very good point here by Evan in Belt, our Air Force veteran friend in Belt, Montana, just messaged us on the Montana Talks app about 4 minutes ago. And it reminds me, Evan, do you remember when it was reported, confirmed, that Joe Biden was housing illegal aliens on national park land, using our national parks to house illegal aliens? These are the same people that didn't want you and I even driving through a national park because of COVID-19, but now they want to house illegal aliens on national parks. Evan and Belt sent this message. So the next time you liberals run into your two-faced hero, John Tester, ask him why yesterday Joe Biden is announcing new actions to repurpose federal public lands to build tens of thousands of affordable housing units on federal public lands. Tester's campaign ads say that Sheehy will close access to public lands, which is total BS. All the while, the man that John Tester supports 95% of the time is doing this hogwash. By the way, maybe Big John should talk to more ranchers who can't graze their cattle on BLM ground, but somehow they can put all the buffalo on the same ground to appease their out-of-state environmentalists. Tester has never been for Montana. It's time we send him back to the farm. Oh, he ain't going back to the farm. It's a photo op. He's going to cash in on K Street. Then again, he already kind of has, hasn't he? Right on John sent us a message. He says, I'm a grown man, but Tim Sheehy's speech that you just played earlier in the hour brought tears to my eyes, and I will do anything I can to get him elected and save America. That was from Right on John. Let's see. Joe in Billings actually sent this message yesterday, but it ties in with what Troy Downing and I were just talking about. Great show this morning. Everyone needs to realize that when President Trump wins, the Democrats will do everything they can to keep him from being successful. We need to send a significant number of Republicans to Congress with him. It's exactly right, Joe. That's why I reiterated this morning that if you don't vote for Tim Sheehy, you're voting against Donald Trump. If you don't vote for Troy Downing, you're voting against Donald Trump. If you don't vote for Ryan Zinke, you're voting against Donald Trump. Likewise, if you don't like Donald Trump, but you don't like Joe Biden's policies either, well, you know what? You can get the benefit of the Trump policies by simply voting for those three Montanans that I just mentioned as well. So just another thought to throw out there, too. Man, I've got more messages that have come in. Tim and Savage, he got a chance to listen to the audio version of J.D. Vance's book, The Hillbilly Elegy. Talked about how powerful that book is and how proud he is to have the next vice president with the life experiences of this man, J.D. Vance. So, Tim, thanks for sharing that message. He did say, by the way, his grandma cusses a lot different than my grandma cussed. There was more than, oh, for Pete's sake, coming out of J.D. Vance's grandma's mouth, according to the book. That's all right. That's all right. He had a tough life, and I imagine so did she. Maybe you've had a tough life. Maybe you got into an accident on the farm and you smacked your teeth and your teeth are messed up and you've been living with it. You don't just have one tooth that's messed up. You got a whole bunch of teeth that are messed up. Or maybe you're up there in years and you've got dentures and they're loose fitting. You're embarrassed by them. They're uncomfortable. You can't go out to dinner and have a steak because you're afraid your dentures are going to fall out right in the middle of the dinner. I'll tell you what, if you get dental implants from Yellowstone Family Dental, they've got world-class technology right here in Montana. You can go out with these dental implants and eat a steak for dinner. Check it out, MontanaDentalImplants.com. MontanaDentalImplants.com, that's how good they are.
KDUL